In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant, where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not, when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Word list. Cut. Cot. Court. John. Dance. Pull. Pool. Burn. Beer. Bear. Pear. See. Say. Sigh. Toy. Ice. Eyes. Bay. No. Now. Whatever. Think. This. I'm Robin, I'm 19, and I speak with a broadly RP accent.
In this book, dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent? Showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood. Cut, cot, cot, John, dance, pull, pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. Anita from India.
In this book, dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent, referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model, or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, court, John, dance, pull, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. I'm Tony Mould, aged 48, and I'm from South East London.
In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model, or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special, national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant, where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American, or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, caught, dance, pull, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. Hi, my name is Nikki Norris. I'm from Canberra, Australia, and I'm 26 years old.
In this book, dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model, or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken English on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant where the ideal is to make them sound like clones or of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, caught, caught, John, dance, pull, burn, bear, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. My name is Xinfeng Zhang. I'm from China and I'm 31 years old.
In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language of learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does the choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American, and should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? It is actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English. What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood. Cut, cot, coat, John, dance, pull, pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. My name is Vica and I'm from Hungary. My hometown is Szeged, which is on the triple border between Romania, Serbia and Hungary.
In this book, dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at the best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, cot, John, dance, pool, pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. Roddy Mayer, 22, from Glasgow.
In this book, dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special, national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learners' focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant, where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American, or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, caught, John, dance, pull, pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. I'm Lisa, I'm 23 years old and I'm from Darlington in the northeast of England.
In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant, where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American, or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, caught, John, dance, pool, pool, burn, bear, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. Kate, South Africa, 30 years old.
In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we've chosen to use a standard British accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model, or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant, where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not, when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language, as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, court, John, dance, pull, pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. I'm Kate, I'm 22, and I'm from York.
In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not, when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, cot, John, dance, pull, pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. I'm Megan, and I come from Alberta, Canada.
In this book dealing with the pronunciation of English, we have chosen to use a standard British English accent, referred to as RP, received pronunciation, as the model, or norm of reference. One might ask whether it is right to impose a special national variant of the spoken language on learners from other countries. When choosing a variant of British English spoken by a small minority in the UK, often associated with a special social group, does that choice restrict the learner's focus in an unfortunate way? Is it right to teach children to adopt a native variant, where the ideal is to make them sound like clones of an Englishman or an American? Or should more emphasis be put on communication rather than on sound variants? Is it actually desirable to teach them to adopt a native accent that very few of them will be able to obtain, and which at best will provide them with a fake identity as someone they are not when they express themselves in English? What is so wrong with having a foreign accent, showing that English is not their first language, as long as they can make themselves clearly understood? Cut, cot, court, John, dance, pull,
pool, burn, beer, bear, pear, see, say, sigh, toy, ice, eyes, bay, no, now, whatever, think, this. I'm Stephanie from Stockport, Greater Manchester.